When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindanny have going on today in Creightonville?
Well, Steve and Jake, I thought, so you know, the cat's out of the bag. The cat's out of the bag. Shindaddy has had six large gunny sacks full of kittens delivered to the bank. So when you come gunny in sack. Today, you will get a kitten. So everyone that does their
required
you take a kitten home because the cat's out of the bag.
Immediate concern is why are they in gunny sacks?
Well, they're just safe travel. And the only way they could be in gunny sacks, otherwise it wouldn't add up to the cat's out of the bag.
Gotta Steve, follow the cliches follow here. Come on, man.
Come on. Figure it out, Steve.
Cat's out of the bag.
Shindaddy follows the rules.
So the cats will be getting out of the bag at 8:44 today. So when you come in, you're going to get yourself a kitten. So no matter what, when you get, and you have to take it. Yes.
Amazing.
Imagine coming out, like I said, like, you're a little late. You just showered in the locker room, and then your wife's
still there. It's good.
And why do we have a cat? Why do we have a kid? Hey, Muffy.
It's not declawed.
It's not. it's a feral cat.
Even better.
Just ram.
They're feral kittens.
Feral cat. just darting all over the car,
tearing up your leather. just going nuts.
Ian.
I had to take it.
I had to take it. It's not it. They got it. Well, I found it in a barn. They're good cats, good kittens. You'll love them.
Sanderson says, I think I'll just go tomorrow to deposit this check. I think I'll skip it.
Sandy.
Today.
Sandy.
I'm just going to wait until tomorrow.
Shindy's standing there with a gunny sack full of kittens as you come in. Here you go.
The cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. That happened to us. We lived on it. For some reason, we moved out onto a... We lived in Iowa for 1 or 2 years. Anyway, we were there and my dad was coaching and teaching over there. I was very young, and we lived on. They had feral cats or barn cats.
Yeah, like that. Absolutely.
And my sister got a kitten.
Yeah.
And brought it inside to tame it. Just same thing. Up and down the curtains. Just tore there. That cat was right back out.
Yeah.
Cat was right back out.
Feral cats are amazing. Chloe's feral. Yeah. One we have. Yeah. And it's great. Yeah. Chloe's nuts. Yeah. Now she can be in a house now, but she just does odd stuff still. She's feral. It's hard to describe some of the stuff she does. She'll just be looking off into the distance, and then all of a sudden, dart. You know, just for no reason.
Cats do that in general. It's pretty standard cat procedure, I think.
She'll just tear through the house for no reason.
Okay.
I mean, just odd.
I miss our we have two cats, and they're older now, so they don't do as much.
You have two cats.
We have two cats, yes.
And Sugar.
Max and May. And that was quite, now they can almost live together. It was a little rough for a while, but they're okay. But
Norman.
I missed the middle of the night just hearing the two cats running around the house or chasing a pencil across the wood floor. They just run crazy all night. They're up all night.
Yep.
And sometimes you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and they're just looking at you like, what's up? And they're just staring at
go
you.
Go back to your room.
Go back to your room.
It's our time, man.
You'll hear them. You just hear all of a sudden the...
And during the day, I'll see them. They'll be on a couch. I mean, they're passed out. I mean, they're like for 4 hours.
Yeah,
not
every
moved.
Day. She just gets up on the bed and she's down for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Their total steps sometimes has to be under 20. Yeah, they don't go anywhere. They don't do anything.
I like the big guys. Sup?
Sup? It freaks you out.
Go back to your room, man.
The middle of the night, and walk out.
Norman. Norman used to freak. We had a cat named Norman. Super
well, Norman was evil, you said.
Oh, Norman was incredible. Like, evil. Yeah. Evil. But Lori was amazing the way she handled it. Like, Norman would be freaking out. And she would just grab Norman and pick him up. And Norman would be clawing at her and trying to bite her. And she'd just laugh. I'd be like, there's no way I'm picking another cat up.
No.
Oh, Norman, just stop it, Norman. And Norman's just trying to kill her. It's amazing. Women are amazing.
Norman.
Norm. I wouldn't go down the hall. If Norman was in the hallway, we had a long hallway. If he was in the hallway and I was approaching, I'd just go somewhere else. I'd go in the other direction. I wouldn't go in
your own house.
I wouldn't test him. Yeah. I was just like, okay, I'm not gonna.
Didn't Norman go after the bear-sized raccoon too?
No.
I that was Norman.
Norman, you know, was actually met his death by coyote. Yeah, I heard it outside the window. It was really bad.
He went down fighting, though, I bet.
Yeah, he did. I'm sure.
I looked out one time in the backyard, and nose to nose was a fox and Max. And Max won. The fox would not met. No.
Really?
Yeah. And those two cats, they bully Sugar. They do. Oh, both of them. They go after.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah. They
mental.
Do. Yeah, they do. They go
they
after.
They got her mentally.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring hour two.
Cat's out of the bag. Shindy.
Shindead.
I mean, I bet every so often he says that. The cat's out of the bag.
Sanderson's the rear.
Sandy, I'll just go tomorrow.
I'll go tomorrow.
I'll just check it tomorrow with my deposit. It's fine. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Do you want to hit the hype mobile or Brett Yormark? Brett Yormark, Big 12 commissioner, was at the podium yesterday at Big 12 Media Days in Frisco, Texas. Voiced his praise, of course, and desires for the league, as well as kind of a shot at the Big Ten, people thought, in terms of the playoff model that he wants.
I'm very skeptical of his appearance.
Ooh, why is that?
This whole thing. What happened? Yeah. Does it make you wonder a little bit why all of the sudden he's doubling down on 5 plus 11? Mm-hmm. Did Sankey get to him? Okay, that's one thing.
Obviously he did.
Yep.
Obviously he did.
All of a sudden, Yormark is saying, I love 5'11", and by the way, I think Jim Phillips of the ACC is going to love it too. And oh, by the way, who's head of the College Football Playoff Committee now? Oh, it's a Big 12 commissioner. Yeah, we just got to improve the metrics. That's the metric he's talking about. We got the guy running the CFP committee now. This all seemed a little odd to me.
It was different. It wasn't what I anticipated.
What the hell?
It was like I said, I listened a little bit this morning. They played back some of the Petiti stuff with Joel Klatt this morning, and to tie in with this, to tie this thing together. And it was like you said, complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
Complete opposite. And it sounds like it's, like you said, it's Big 12, ACC, SEC, Big 10's over here.
Yep.
It sounds like
the Big 10 is way over here with what's going on. It's going to, and then also that the part that, I want more games. I like better games. I'm really now on board with it. Just keep it at 12. I'm really on board to keep the playoff.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm fine with it.
You don't want 5-11.
I'm fine with it right there. There's Farley. I'm fine with that. I like more quality games. Now, the one thing that I really enjoyed about Petiti's interview with Klatt, and he'll get a chance to talk, obviously, at Media Days, was that his big press was more quality games. Just keep getting more quality games because that is what the fans want, which is true. So I'm in fan mode now. And so I want nothing but I just want better.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Better games. I want SEC at 9 games. I want better non-conference games. That's what I want to see. I have zero interest in, like they said, Penn State's first 3 games of whatever is Nevada. They have 3 layup games. Mm-hmm. And to play 3 layup games for anybody, I don't see it. It should be 9 conference games and one crossover that is Big 12 or ACC.
We better get Sankey on board with you then. I just don't understand why Yormark all of a sudden is all in on 5-11. Except they must be banding together, the Big 12, ACC, and SEC.
Oh, I think that's very clear. Now, the shot was fired at the Big 10 yesterday with that statement.
I think so.
And I'm a little shocked that he spoke for Jim Phillips.
But I am too. I think this is the quote. Yeah. I'll play it so you guys can hear the audio what we're talking about here. This is from Brett Yormark yesterday at Big 12 Media Days in Frisco.
We continue to believe the 5-11 model proposed by the Big 12 and the ACC is the right playoff format for college football. We want to earn it on the field. We do not need a professional model because we are not the NFL. We are college football, and we must act like it. There is nothing in sports like college football. And we must protect what makes it special and do what's right for the fans and the game. I have a lot of faith in what they're doing, and 5-11 is fair. We want to earn it on the field. It might not be the best solution today for the Big 12, given your comments about AQs. But long term, knowing the progress we're making, the investments we're making, it's the right format for us. And I'm doubling down today on 5-11.
Okay. Brett Yormark.
Just the presentation of it was interesting. Just how it was.
Why is he talking like this?
Yeah, it sounded very odd.
Sounds like he's like giving a commencement speech or something like that.
It did sound like
talking at graduation.
Doesn't sound good to me.
It was so odd.
Because like it was everything about it was odd. Very, very odd.
Why is he talking like that?
Now, he did pound his own chest first by saying that this was our idea. So what he's saying is that Sankey has joined up with them.
Yeah, I don't trust it. I don't like it. And then he has that bit about that we're doing a full audit of the selection process to figure out how they can modernize and contemporize how they use data. That sounds great. I mean, when they come around to selecting teams, they're going to have all these metrics that we won't understand. None of it sounds
Can you imagine that, though? He said 5-11. So that's what is that?
Five highest rated conference champions.
And 11 at large.
Right.
They're going to select 11 teams.
Right.
The committee's going to select 11.
I know.
I mean,
leave it in the hands of the committee.
I mean, how brutal. Think about that. Just the fact that it's 11.
And they're going to modernize the metrics. Yeah. Great. So we're not.
And what does that even mean?
Well, it means we're going to have discussions on our show that we have no idea what we're talking about. That's one thing it's going to mean. We're going to try to figure out the metrics.
What metrics can be modernized? What needs to be modernized?
I don't know.
Anything?
Well, they always say that with the strength of schedule, there's not enough data. They always say it's a shorter season. But I wish there was at least something that's like the QR2. And what is that? Well, I just wish you had some metrics that at least would say, hey, FYI, these guys, they hit the perfect schedule. They didn't play anybody. They had no non-conference. Yeah. They didn't play, and they didn't play the same team, you know, that other people did.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be.
If you're sitting there and you're Florida and you're looking at other teams, you're like going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh, it'll be a headache. It'll be a headache. I think that team's better than that one. Yeah. They're in. Yeah. They're the national champ. Yeah. Which it's not that like, anymore.
Which is, I heard this the other day, and I think it was Greg McElroy said it. He goes, part of the beauty of college has always been the absolute crazy uniqueness in how odd it is. Like he said, during his lifetime, and he's younger than obviously me and Sip, he goes, McElroy. The winner was chosen by someone who voted for him, by some writers. That's who picked the national champion.
It was better back then, by the way.
Picked it. And then it went to, obviously, then the BCS, then the four team, and now to this. But it was crazy. Like I told you, I think it was it 68 or something? Nixon proclaimed Texas national champion. They hadn't even played the bowl game yet.
listen.
In the locker room.
I know what you're going to say. See that. I know when I say that it was better. It was flawed and all that, but it's.
But part of the flaw was part of the fun.
I know.
Now when you look back on it,
now
part
we
of
got
the flaw,
this guy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good at that. But part of the flaw was part of the fun. It really was, and then it made everything else so valuable. You know, so valuable. The bowl games were so important and stuff. So Jake, we're not going to go backwards, but the 16 team, like I said, they're going to do it because there's just so much money. They can't turn down the extra games.
They're going to do it.
It's going to go to 16.
It's 5-11.
It's going to be 5-11.
That was the significance of your mark yesterday. When you read it and heard it, you're like, oh, yeah, they're going 5-11.
Yeah.
The ACC, Big 12, and SEC are going to push it. Big 10 is not going
to
have any.
When it's 3-1, you're not winning.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, you have no chance of winning.
Husker Demon, this would really be aggravating in terms of modernizing the metrics.
Oh, this is about a kitten?
What do you say?
No, Husker Demon says modernize would mean that AI would pick out the playoff team. I'm sure it will. Ooh. That's probably in play here, Husker Demon. Probably is. Ooh. AI. Computer system again, like the BCS.
Just remember
the BCS.
The BCS would have, in the last several years, completely nailed it.
Yeah.
Like people would run the BCS. It's like, FYI, all this stuff over here, it's right here, just how we had it. The BCS was really spot on. They were really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Probably the only time when the BCS was really completely jacked up was when Nebraska played Miami in the national championship game in the Rose Bowl because they just gave up 60.
That was probably
wrong. They got beat in the last game of the year.
Yeah, 62-36.
Yeah, yep. And so that was the one time you kind of go, I don't know if that was the right.
No, a lot of things fell into place. It was bizarre. Things just kept falling into place. Kept falling into place. You're like, oh wow, okay, Nebraska's going to play Miami. Not good.
That didn't go well.
No.
But Brett Yormark making some. It's just the way he speaks. It bothers me.
It was a very odd.
It's very strange the way he's talking.
I agree.
Not what he's saying, but the way he is presenting is very bizarre.
No, it was. It was obvious what's going on.
Petitti will be very when he gets up there. He's much more likable.
Agree.
He does when you listen to him. Like his Joel Klatt interview. It is like that was really well done. I don't care which side you're on. What's he saying like that?
He's,
more
likable.
That was very, very well done. So everyone now is going to be heated. I mean, right now, this is the first time since this one came out early, fired across the bow. I'm like, can't wait for the next one. Can't wait for the ACC. And all I want to hear is the commissioner. Can't wait to hear
Phillips.
That.
Jim Phillips.
Board with 5-11.
Yeah.
Take what's shots going on. Petitti over here.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he'll take shots. No, he won't take shots.
He won't mention
them,
though.
No.
They're not going to take shots at Petitti. Petitti's he's on the wrong end of it, you know?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, these guys got on board with 5-11.
Hold it now. So you'd rather have AQs?
I mean, I don't mind the 5-11. It's just that I just wonder what happened.
I wonder what happened, but as I watched the whole thing, I want the 5-11. I don't want four AQs for two conferences.
I don't know. I'm not exactly... I mean, 11, a committee selecting 11 teams.
That's where I think is hard. I do. They're selecting 11 teams.
And then we're going to have these strange metrics that everybody's going to try to explain, and you know it's going to get weird. You know, it will get weird. Yeah.
The one that bothers me the most is the like point differential and that type of thing. And also when people like trying to score an extra two touchdowns at the end of a game because I need to, well, we got to beat them by 40. You know, it makes us look at this. That's the one that drives me just completely nuts. When I, but they need to have something of a strength of schedule to at least have, like, how do you judge it? Because they do it in every other sport.
I know.
They do it in every other sport.
How are you going to do it,
though? It's a small number. I get it, but that's got to be part of it.
I agree.
When we come back, Bills Thrills. Next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.